This is Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Fresno's Ananya Vinay is the top speller in the nation. The student at Fugman Elementary School won the Scripps National Spelling Bee last week in Maryland. She joins us now on FM 89. Ananya, welcome.
Hi.
What have the last few days been like for you? You win the contest the middle of last week, and now all of a sudden you're on a media tour with stops on all these TV shows. What has it been like?
It was really exciting to win, but it was really hectic after that. But still, it was a really fun experience.
When you prepare so much for a competition like that, is it a big relief to have it over? Or what's it like to win that big title?
Well, I've always wanted to win, so it's really exciting to win, but still I'll miss studying every day and so on. It's been like a routine.
So do you keep studying? Have you still been studying after the competition?
No, I haven't had time yet.
When will you pick that up again?
I'm probably going to try to like do stuff for spelling in Fresno, like help my spelling team at my school in Clovis Unified. And maybe, like, start a blog or a radio show on words or stuff like that. So I'm still going to try to, like, keep up with spelling.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of those members of the team since you won? How excited are they?
I haven't really got a chance to talk to them yet, but I hope I will soon when I get to Fresno.
You talked about having a blog and writing about words. What are some of your favorite words in terms of word origins and things like that? Do you have particular languages or roots that are particularly interesting to you?
Well, to me, words with stories behind them, like Greek or Latin mythological words, or like words that have really bizarre language, like sounds that don't follow rules at all. I just like the sound of those words and how they're spelled.
So I can understand how you learn to spell, again, a word that has a Greek or Latin root. But what about those words, like you just said, that don't follow rules at all? How do you practice and learn those?
I just memorize them. They don't have a story. And I type them up and I listen to them to, like, feel the spelling. And then so that puts it in my mind.
How do you go about practicing? You mentioned your group that you have at the school in Clovis Unified, but I understand you also have a practice group online. How does that work?
Well, there's all these spellers that have made it to the National Spelling Bee, and we all just chat and talk about stuff. And we also do just random quizzing for fun, and it's just really fun to be with all the spellers who understand what it's like to spell.
Is there any particular type of word that is most challenging for you?
Well, if a sound is tricky, or if it doesn't follow rules, if there's a lot of possibilities for a sound, and you can't tell which way it's spelled, then that's a really good word. Like Chifuncto, which I got in the B, like it generally follows German rules, but the beginning, it's in German, like straight out German, doesn't always use like a TCH, it normally uses TSCH, and which is why it's kind of unusual for it to begin with a TCH.
When you're in the competition and they're giving you the words that you have to spell, when you hear that word, do you sometimes know, oh, I know I got this, this is good, I know this word, or sometimes do you have to pause and really think about it?
Sometimes I feel the word, but I don't remember right away, so I have to think a little. Other times I don't know the word and I try to figure it out, but at least this year I got all words I knew.
So what happens when you come back to Fresno? What do you have planned for the summer with your family?
Well, we're planning to go on a visit to Orlando and San Diego this summer, and just we're going to stay at home, relax a little, invite friends over and have some fun, go swimming, normal summertime.
That sounds like a great summer. And then next year is a big one for you because you're going on to middle school. Is that exciting as well?
Yeah, I'm going to have a chance to do so much more things like electives and all that. It's going to be fun to have different classes for once. And I hope to join debate and all that.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Are you already thinking about college?
I just hope I get into college in California, maybe Stanford.
That sounds like a great option. Is this something you're already looking forward to next year, next year's competition?
I can't participate next year, but I'm definitely going to go there because the champions are invited. and I'm just going to cheer everyone on and all that. Because once you win, you can't compete anymore. But I'm going to just help out with spelling and make it more popular and make a website on interesting words, probably. And I'm not going to stop, like, doing spelling, even if I'm not competing.
Well, we're going to look forward to that website. Before we go, how excited are you about the Golden State Warriors? I understand you're a big Steph Curry fan.
Yeah, I'm really excited that we both won on the same night, and I hope they keep on doing well. And I got invited to their fifth game next Sunday.
Oh, that is great. Well, we'll look for you there at that game and also look for that blog when you get home. And I'm sure that many people are going to be really excited to see you once you're back here in the Valley. Again, Ananya Vinay, the winner of the Scripps National Spelling Bee last week in Maryland, the sixth grade student at Fugman Elementary School in the Clovis Unified School District in Fresno, joining us on Valley Public Radio today. Ananya, thank you so much.
Thank you.